You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Coming up Saturday, February 6th at Pheasant Lanes in Bloomington, it's the Mark First Bowl-a-thon fundraiser. Mark First serves about 700 children, families, and adults with developmental disabilities. Stephanie Adamitis from Mark First says one of their great success stories involves a gentleman in his 60s who spent years being bounced from institution to institution.
Now that he's been with Mark First for many years, he's integrated with his community, he's actually had jobs, he's been successful, we go out to lunch once in a while, and he's just been a totally transformed person from not being able to really be himself and shine and being, you know, closed off in an institution to really being a part of our community.
So he's really blossomed due to Mark First.
He really has.
Well, you do a lot of great work, and in order to do work, you need funds. And so you have the Bowl-a-thon fundraiser. You've been doing this for a lot of years over at Mark First.
We have run our 23rd year, and our main sponsor, Integrity Technology Solution, hosts it every year, and they're fantastic.
You actually have a lot of sponsors involved. A lot of businesses are getting involved with this fundraiser.
We do. What's interesting, so we have four fundraisers a year, and it's really great about this one particularly. I don't know if it's the competition of bowling or why, but there's so many community partners and local corporations that get involved. It's Integrity Technology Solutions, Flinger's Pizza is doing our pizza this year, and we're happy that they're back in our community now.
Mm-hmm.
Heartland Bank has 9 bowling teams every year,
what?
I think.
Heartland Bank?
Yeah.
9 bowling teams.
Heartland Bank.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible. Country Financial's a big sponsor, PLR Insurance. It's all different types of corporations, and they're all local, so it's really great to have all their support.
So how can folks get involved and participate in the Bowl-a-thon?
Absolutely. So you could have a team, and some people do individuals, so it's $50 that you have to raise to be on a team, or sometimes corporations will sponsor, which seems to be the going trend. You can be a lane sponsor, donate an auction item. So to register, you know, we're filling up fast, so just, you know, go online, check out our website, and if there's spaces open, you can go ahead and register.
There's going to be a silent auction involved. Can you tell me about what's involved in the auction? Some of the items may be donated?
Yeah, so it's a great mix from local partners again, but it's a health focus, so there's a lot of personal training memberships or, you know, yoga, that kind of thing. Fox and Hounds is donating a spa giveaway. We have experiences. There's like a lake house experience, golfing with our president at the Bloomington Country Club. So it's a good range of sports and healthy. There is a basket of lunches for a month, so I guess not so healthy, but...
Depends on what's in that basket, you know. What about some prizes for people who actually are really good bowlers? Not me, but people who are good bowlers. Are there prizes?
Yeah, we actually have a lot going on. We have a raffle, and it's just a dollar ticket. So for you and I, if we're not good bowlers, you can just buy a raffle ticket. And it's for a Fitbit Surge, which is provided by Integrity Technology Solutions. For the bowling team with the most funds raised, they can win 5 $50 gift cards to Biagi's, which is a good prize. And a lot of times the teams will go out and celebrate their success. And then for the top individual fundraiser, it is a Visa gift card. So you don't really have to be a good bowler. It's just about getting donations and raising awareness, and then you're rewarded pretty handsomely.
That doesn't sound too bad. Do the teams have names?
They do, and they're getting pretty creative. I'm actually getting phone calls saying, do you have this name or this name? And people decorate shirts. We provide shirts, but there's like themes and costumes, and it's pretty intense.
What are some of your favorite names?
Spin It to Win It. that's one of my favorite ones. Rambo Chicken from Heartland Bank. They've actually been our top fundraisers for many years. Rambo Chicken, I know. The Bowling Stones.
I like that.
That's usually CM Promotions. So they're getting pretty creative. So one is Here for the Beer. I mean, it's all over. It's all over.
So what is your goal for this event? You do four fundraisers a year. What's your goal for the Bowl-a-thon for how much you'd like to raise?
Typically, we try to raise over $23,000, and it goes directly to services that are here in McLean County. So it's for a good cause. It stays here, but it's an integral part of our fundraising strategy. So,
what do you bowl?
Oh, I am a terrible bowler. I'm just there to promote and to help run the event. I do not bowl. We actually have a lot of families that come too. So even if you're bowling or if you're not bowling, we have families still come out and bid on the silent auction. There's mascots. So like Chuck E. Cheese will be there. Corny from the Corn Belters. So it's a family event. So you don't have to be a bowler or competitive, although most people are. But you can bring the kids out, and it's a fun weekend event.
That's Stephanie Adamitis from Mark First. Their Bowl-a-thon fundraiser is Saturday, February 6th. Registration begins at noon. Bowling begins at 1 p.m. at Pheasant Lanes in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.